We offer the mighty God Meru our love, our gratitude, and our obedience. And we ask him tonight to pour into us and do through us whatever he knows we need the most to manifest the victory of the sacred fire into outer physical conditions that is to become an eternal part of this world. Beloved ones of the mighty Saint Germain's family, it is my privilege tonight to reveal something to you of the magnificent cosmic activities of the sacred fire to the earth and the great manifestations that control conditions in this world with which mankind, through destructive activities, cannot interfere. This which I wish to bring to your attention tonight is the intensity of the cosmic force concentrated through the natural rays to the earth in our retreat just east of Lake Titicaca in South America, and the other place just south of the center of the Gobi Desert where the mighty Son of Kumara has drawn certain powers of the sacred fire and its love from Venus. These two places have a concentrated action of the electronic force from the physical sun and the great central sun that is a balancing activity to the rest of the world. It is a controlling force with which mankind's human creation cannot interfere. And because of the intensity of its great purifying action and its sacred fire radiation, there is much power in those two locations on the earth's surface from which mankind, if individuals understood how to draw that force into outer conditions, could have tremendous assistance. The radiation goes forth anyway and enfolds the earth, as well as entering into the physical structure of the earth and fusing into a sun presence at the center. But there is a natural spreading of the radiance at those two places, and that can and does become a power that holds control and compels balance in the crust of the earth itself and in many activities in the atmosphere of earth. Now, because of the incessant release of impurity and destructive activities through the munitions of war and so on through the centuries into the atmosphere of Earth, there are at certain places a vortex of destructively qualified electronic force, sometimes having been held for centuries. Mankind knows not where these are, but we do. And it is well for those of you who understand this law to continue your decrees for the purification of the atmosphere over the earth. But if I were you, and I'm making a definite request, we would appreciate it greatly if you would call for the complete annihilation, the dissolving and consuming of every destructive etheric record in the atmosphere of Earth, especially those records that have been held for centuries over certain locations where destructive forces have drawn their sustaining power to continue evil. These destructive etheric records in the atmosphere itself are invisible to the physical sight of mankind. Therefore, many individuals are drawn into destructive activities when they come near those destructive etheric records, and disaster follows, and yet the people know not why these things occur. If you will set into action what, by your calls, you do not set it yourself, but if you'll give the calls for whatever sacred fire is necessary to be released into every destructive etheric record in the atmosphere of Earth, that those records may be consumed as quickly as possible by the sacred fire that injures no one. This has an effect on the pressure of the Earth's atmosphere. And if you do make these calls, it will enable certain dispensations to be given by which the records where atomic hydrogen bombs have been released and have established that destructive record in the atmosphere, those vortices of destruction can be consumed. And therefore, other forces passing through those areas will not be interfered with. And we are hoping that you will get into action on this as soon as possible and give us the opportunity to consume certain etheric accumulation from many civilizations past. And if we are able to do this within a certain length of time, you will see many manifestations that the world calls miracles, which it will not understand so far as mankind in general is concerned, but which will reveal its blessing, and mankind surely will be grateful. There are many sustaining streams of energy that feed the sinister force from these destructive etheric records of the past. We have called this to your attention to some degree concerning locations of the Earth itself within the structure of Earth. But I'm speaking now of the upper atmosphere. I do not mean the octave of light. I mean just above the mountain ranges of the world. There are certain etheric records from the past that if that energy is taken and purified by the sacred fire from the heart of the central sun, not only much destruction will be avoided, but that energy, purified and requalified for the freedom of the earth, can be drawn in to the protective activities of all that is constructive. You must realize, beloved ones, that with the constant destructive activities that have gone on in the atmosphere of Earth, there is a cause for them. And since the sinister force delights in distress, we are hoping for your cooperation in this respect to more quickly shut off a certain feeding of energy into the destructive forces of the psychic realm. And we must consume this within a certain length of time. Now, the psychic stratum in the atmosphere of Earth, you must remember, is humanly qualified energy. It's energy that has come out of someone's mind and someone's feeling. In other words, the mental and feeling world of the mass of the people down through the centuries. This is the main feeding source of energy to the sinister force of the world. And where destructive activities have taken place in the atmosphere of Earth in the centuries past, that vortex still remains there until the etheric record is consumed. Now, since the destructive forces are determined to drive mankind insane and enslave and deprave the minds and bodies of the people, if you will help us to remove these conditions as quickly as possible, many of their plans will collapse, and the cosmic law is such as will remove many of them from the earth until they are purified and will no longer create discord anywhere they abide in the universe. When the great law of life pours out the great blessing of the love of the sacred fire through those natural rays to the earth for the sustaining of the plant life, the sustaining of the myriad blessings through the powers of nature, and the sustaining of conditions in which mankind function and can have great blessings. We, as the guardians of the mountains, must watch that the outpouring of the sacred fire through those two magnificent streams of life's energy must not be interfered with any longer by destructive forces. So, there is nothing of danger can come to you through these calls. And it does comply with the demand of the cosmic law for mankind's own free will to issue the call or the command for whatever sacred fires love is necessary to consume destructive etheric records in the atmosphere of Earth and compel the purification of the powers of nature. This will bring a blessing which you can scarcely understand tonight. And I want to show you its personal reaction to you. Because you are willing to use your life to make this call for the purification of the atmosphere of Earth. Since the atmosphere of Earth is controlled by the mighty Aries, the activities within that atmosphere are also within you. You're constantly breathing in the activities of the atmosphere of Earth. And as you call for the purification of the whole, there automatically comes the purification of that same element within yourselves. And this will bring you a blessing beyond any words to describe. And you, in turn, will feel the release of a certain pressure under which you have been living, not aware of what you would feel like if that pressure were removed. And when the love of the sacred fire surges in to the atmosphere of earth, is not only the purifying activity that takes place, it becomes a life-giving power to the people and the powers of nature. And that is what we mean sometimes when we refer to the atmosphere as the great fire breath of God. It is a great fire breath from the physical sun and the great central sun, in which the magnificent blessings and manifestations of eternal purity are placed for the use of mankind. Therefore, the mighty Aries is very much concerned with this, as am I, since I am the guardian of one of the portions of the earth where the natural rays enter into the structure. In and through our retreat, it is my privilege to offer you this opportunity through which blessings without limit will come to you all. And I hope with all my heart you may do it as soon as possible. Thank you so much, precious ones. This will bring very much greater safety to your air transportation. It will make many things possible for us to do, for you all, as well as for all mankind, in the greater blessings that we can bestow, because they will be protected and their constructive activity go forth and become a permanent part of the incoming civilization. This is a clearing away of conditions that have preyed upon mankind for centuries. And be not concerned about anything except go on and give the decrees. And the cosmic law itself will reward you beyond anything you can understand tonight. Not that I'm asking you to do it for a reward, but it is a service that you can render and the rest of mankind cannot. The rest of the people do not understand what is in the atmosphere of Earth or how to rid the atmosphere of that which is destructive. But you understand. We can explain this need to you. We can show you what is required. And in your willingness to use your own authority of life to call the cosmic law into action for the purification of the atmosphere, your own atmosphere, my dear ones, will be greatly purified. We are hoping to prevent certain things over the nation. This will have another very powerful blessing. If this is continued, you will find much blight that has been imposed upon nature disappearing. And that will bring much, much blessing, very great blessing, to the plant life, to your food, to your flowers, and to the magnificent blessings that are to come in the near future. So the blessings are almost without limit. And since the mighty Aries will give every possible assistance to purify the atmosphere as soon as possible, I assure you his beings will give to you all the blessings they can bestow. This, as time goes on, will bring a purification into the cities, the large cities of your country, and it will be of infinite benefit to the people. They will awaken as if they had been under an anesthetic. And you, my dear ones, I tell you, you are the beloved of the ascended host. You cannot understand how much we love you because of what you have the capacity to do now, when the cyclic moment is such that it must be done now by those who are unascended, but who understand the law and set it into operation, that the cosmic blessings may come and mankind's distress cease to be. I have long wanted to give you this explanation. And if within yourselves you demand the fire breath of victorious cosmic Christ control come within you and blaze its blessings everywhere. The fire breath of cosmic Christ control come within you and blaze its blessings everywhere. You have the power to do this. As you set this law into action, it will teach you many, many things, and it will explain many things you heretofore have not understood, and it will bring you many powers that will bless you beyond words to explain. But ask that the cosmic Christ fire breath come into you and blaze its blessings through you. My dear ones, it will improve your health. It will flood your world with blessings. And in turn, blessings will come back to you. You will be a blessing wherever you go. And it's a steady flow that will simply keep out of your pathway those delays and obstruction that have existed in the past to prevent your rendering your greatest service or having your greatest freedom as soon as possible. Just try filling yourselves with the cosmic Christ fire breath. This comes from the physical sun and the great central sun. Your own breath of life comes from your higher mental body, of course. But this cosmic action can enfold that of your own life stream. Entering into it and becoming one with it can expand its blessings that give you greater freedom. Try this for your health, to fill yourselves with the cosmic Christ fire breath in you that floods its blessings to everybody and everything you contact. Don't be concerned whether people are worthy of it or not. Go on and be the sun presence and flood forth these blessings like the sun gives light to the earth. And you will know what it means to dwell within the heart of the sacred fire's love to life. If you will do this, my dear ones, blessings you cannot believe exist will come to you until you will gasp with the speed of the fulfillment of your calls and the blessings that flood to you for use, and in your use, you expend them and they become a greater power in you and your world. This is one of the tremendous privileges which you have, as I am students, to draw forth these marvelous activities of life impersonally, to bless life everywhere. And when you're willing to bless all life, all that lives will flood its blessings back to you. My dear ones, I could talk for eternity about what is in the atmosphere of your world. You may call it an electrical force field. You may call it the sacred fire. You may call it anything you like. But there are magnificent manifestations of the great cosmic Christ activities from the physical sun and the great central sun that are ever expanding their blessings to life. And since the mighty Aries really represents inspiration to the mind, as you begin to fill yourselves with the cosmic Christ fire breath within yourselves of cosmic illumination, you will see and know the reason for many things that have puzzled you in the past, but now they will be made clear, and in that greater comprehension will come to you the use of the powers of that fire breath. So go forward and try me out. I'm willing to be tested. Thank you so much, precious ones. You're being trained but don't know it for many things that will surprise you greatly and delight you forever. You have asked for freedom. You belong to the family of the mighty Saint Germain. Therefore, you are the freedom of his violet consuming flame. So you must begin to experiment with your greater freedom. And you do this by your conscious use of the sacred fires, purifying love, and its fire breath of boundless blessings to all that lives. Great purity will come as you call this into outer action, and I'm quite sure you will see results in the not too far distant future. I want you to do this so you may have the answers to your calls that will lift you beyond words to explain into the feeling of your own mastery and the privilege that is yours to use these greater blessings and powers of the universe to bless all life. And you, of your own free will, if you will give this service, automatically make yourselves an open door through which we may pour ever greater blessings into and through you, that in turn they may flow forth and correct conditions in the outer world. So from our retreat do I draw tonight the love of the sacred fire that is focused there. Its blessings I shall pour to you without limit, enfold you in their power. I shall guard you by my love, and I hope for the victory of the fire breath of the mighty I Am Presence, the cosmic Christ, to sweep into the atmosphere of Earth and consume that which has but cast shadows upon the light of God's love. May the fullness of the great power of that fire breath of the victorious cosmic Christ fill you with its blessings, flood your world with its perfection, keep you invincible against discord, and take you forward to victory with a joy you have never yet known. And when you bring this happiness to life, life will pour its happiness back to you, my loved ones and beloved Saint Germain's family of freedom will yet bring happiness to all life forever. Go forward and try this out. Help us to render this service, and your nation shall be the beneficiary. You yourselves step into the sunlight of greater freedom, and you begin to use your own powers to reveal greater mastery, to free life wherever you go. May you go forward and enjoy the use of this marvelous power of the fire breath of the victorious cosmic Christ, as you demand that that sacred fire annihilate every destructive etheric record in the atmosphere of this world and forever hold the purity that is eternal freedom. With my love, I enfold you in the power of the sacred fire. It is my privilege to direct and offer you for constant use. May you enjoy the use of your greater powers of freedom forever. Thank you with all my heart. To you, beloved God Meru, thank you for your love and blessing to us tonight. And as we make this call to purify the atmosphere of Earth, may there come quickly into outer conditions whatever enables mankind to see the ascended host and the mighty I Am Presence much more quickly. May the veils in the atmosphere of Earth, which those destructive etheric records are, be forever consumed, and mankind come face to face with that beloved I Am Presence and the ascended host that have blessed us all throughout the ages. May we be privileged to help to bring this about quickly, and we thank thee. To the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all of this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of such invincible sacred fire love and the fire breath of eternal purity everywhere we abide, that it forces the annihilation of all destructive etheric records everywhere forever. We thank thee. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, charge us and clothe us with whatever strength and power that sacred fire enables us to do this quickly. We thank thee. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you, beloved Meru. Great God Meru and the other gods of the mountains, the angelic host, and the great beings who direct the sacred fire to this earth, may your purifying love fill us with a fire breath of the victorious cosmic Christ and flood forth its blessings through us to all life everywhere without limit for eternity. We thank thee. And to the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kamars, the seven mighty Toans, the seven great archangels, we call as never before for your visible, tangible presence with us. Clothe us in the sevenfold flame, the seven mighty Elohim. Beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand and become one with the sevenfold flame without, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world. Let us move in the world, but not out of it. And pouring into his distress, whatever cosmic Christ, sacred fire love is necessary to annihilate all destructive etheric records in the atmosphere of earth and in us all. Let us go forward and compel the purification that raises all to freedom for eternity. And we thank thee. Thank you, precious ones. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have and raise it all. To our beloved mighty I Am Presence and all the great ones, asking them to accept it, amplified without limit, and charging it to the one mighty stroke of that world-enfolding flame of cosmic Christ, sacred fire, love, that blazes forever the annihilation of all destructive etheric records. Purify the atmosphere of earth and flood those under this radiation with the fire breath of its boundless blessings of that purity that raises all to freedom for eternity. And to all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth all it contains into the outer use of those under this radiation. Expand it in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all that's not of the light. And make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world to command and to compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all, the original divine way, without passing through the change called death. And we thank thee. Now as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the sacred fire, and all the purifying love of the victorious cosmic Christ that purifies the atmosphere of earth and reveals the mighty I Am Presence and the ascended host to all that lives everywhere forever. And we thank you.